This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. And if you're anything like me, and I think you probably are, sometimes you feel terrible because you made a silly, obvious, dumb mistake. And you think, yeah, it could happen to anyone. Yes, nobody's perfect. But still, I often find it hard to let something like that go when I make just a dumb mistake. And I happen to be slightly obsessing about a dumb mistake that I had made with my calendar when I came upon a reference to a mistake that NASA made. And it made me feel much better about my mistake. And perhaps this story will also allow you to feel better about a mistake you've made. So in 1999, NASA lost its unmanned $125 million Mars climate orbiter, which was sent into space to study the weather on Mars. And it was lost. It was destroyed. Why? Because spacecraft engineers forgot to convert from feet into meters when exchanging vital data before the launch. Yes, the team that designed and built the spacecraft used inches, feet, and pounds, and the navigation team used the metric system. This resulted in a simple math error that caused the craft to burn up in Mars's atmosphere. You know, mistakes happen. Even rocket scientists can make a simple math mistake. Nobody's perfect. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.